Yeah. spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little down blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, head of the list, cream of the crop, and the top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. Come on, come to New York, New York.
Beautiful, Glenn.
Hey, you warble there, don't you? Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros. We'll be right back.
Tuesday. Wednesday. Having trouble getting through the week? Radio Valencia has you covered. Tune in for our Weird Wednesday Wonder Block to get you over your hump day.
Weird Wednesday Wonder Block.
It all starts with Pom Pom Tones from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by Bunny Whiskers taking you through noon, and the Dead Daisy Show bringing up the rear till 2 p.m. Each show brings a unique, unexpected take on freeform radio, from bona fide classics to obscure rarities. We'll get your head straight. Stretch out and get spacey with Radio Valencia on Wednesdays. It will turn your week around.
Yeah, it's on Valencia Radio Monday, 6 to 8.
Neil before Zod.
The name of this story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until... The witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. After a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
Thank you. Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Yeah. sin. I said, stay away from me, everybody, because I'm in my sin. Give me my gin. Stay away from me, lest you want a big fight. Stay away from me, everybody, unless you want to get involved in a fight. The Army and the Royal Navy, if I don't get some gin tonight.
Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Hi, my name is Louis Louis, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. A touchy, to be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touchy. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means 1, 2, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching and touching. Thank you.